Erica Thomas. This is the interview with Vonita Newt for the Arkansas Extension Homemakers Council Oral History Program. This is being done March 30th, 2012 at the St. Boniface Church Hall in Bigelow, Arkansas, in Perry County. The audio recordings and transcript of the interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville, and the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Are you willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
Yes.
First, I'd like you to give your complete legal name and spell it for me, and then tell me the city and county in which you presently reside.
Juanita Newt, JUANITANUTT.
And what city and county do you presently reside in?
Bigelow, Arkansas, in Perry County.
Okay. This is going to be a very informal interview. I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program, the good times and the challenges. How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers Program?
From Mabel Ritter, a former member, now deceased, told me about it week after I got back from my honeymoon.
Okay. And how did you, how long have you been associated with the program?
48 years.
What was the first club with which you were associated with and what year?
Stony Point Home Demonstration Club, 1964.
Are you presently a club member? If so, please give me the name of the club, the county, and the district.
Yes, I am a member of the St. The Dixie EH Club in Perry County, Ouachita District.
Okay. Do you have any special remembrances of that first meeting or that first club?
Not the first meeting. Outside, we met over at the Stony Point Baptist Church around the mountain on the river. But I can go a couple months after that when I got pregnant. I remember one of the ladies, Lil Lipsmeyer, gave me a baby shower at that club meeting.
Aww. Now, why did you first join?
I didn't have a clue what it was. I had everything to do, so I just went.
And you obviously
enjoyed it. I've been there the whole time.
Why have you continued your membership?
To learn about different things and have fun.
How involved did you become?
I've held every office in our club-wise, county-wise, and district-wise.
Any special responsibilities that you've held other than those?
Oh, I gotta think. Special responsibilities.
Like special responsibilities? Like what responsibilities do you have? Have you had as those officers?
As going to the state meetings,
mm-hmm.
Going to district meetings, going to county meetings, and holding the meetings at your club level.
Okay. Have you attended state council meetings?
Yes.
Where did you attend your first one? Do you have any special remembrances of that event?
Searcy.
I do not remember. The first one I would have to think on that one. It was after the kids was big enough that...
Was it Searcy?
I think it was one before then.
Okay, I don't know.
I'm not sure. I really don't know.
Okay.
But it's been a long time. How many years? So it's been close to... It had to be over 17 years.
Okay. How has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
Extension Homemakers. Oh, made a lot of new friends. And it did teach me some things.
Like what? What type of things?
How to can, how to plant. Since I come here from California, I really didn't know a whole lot. So, and how to sew. I did learn how to sew. I think that was basically it.
What's been your favorite activity or event?
Oh, gosh. Going to the state meeting.
What's been your least favorite activity or event?
Oh, yeah, the funerals. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, funerals. Yeah, we've lost quite a bit. That would be the least favorite.
What changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers organization?
Oh, this is going to hurt. We don't seem to do as much as we did earlier. Because I know we went a lot of places. We used to go to Clarksville, to the experimenter station up there. I remember going there and doing the fruits and all that. I remember going to different other counties and some of the activities they've had. It just doesn't seem that we do as much as we used to do.
Okay. Has Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people?
Yeah, sure have. Lots of diversity. Yeah. You're only going to get out what you put into it. If you don't put into it, you're out.
Okay, are there any other memories, experiences, or thoughts that you would like to share?
Overall, the EHE had been a lot of fun. And if you get time to do it, or you can join it, go for it. Because you do meet a lot of people and you do learn a lot of stuff.
Okay, well, thank you for all your contributions to Extension Homemakers and for sharing your time and memories with us.
You're welcome. It was fun.